Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik de Cuyr. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
I'm Bruce McCormick. I'm one of the co-leads of Project Origin, which is a synthetic media defense project put together by the New York Times, the BBC, Microsoft, and CBC Radio Canada.
Bruce, how are you involved with synthetic media?
Got involved with it a couple of years ago when I was the lead for business strategy for technology for CBC Radio Canada. And I was starting to think about how synthetic media would either advantage or disadvantage the national public broadcaster in Canada, and started to worry about the implications of synthetic media and truth-telling. We're one of the major news sources in Canada, and we're in the business of sharing reality. And to the degree that this business has been built on anything, it's seeing is believing. And synthetic media starts to alter that landscape a little bit. So we started to think about what do we have to do to make sure that we have a long-term business in the news business when synthetic media starts to work its way into our product lines. Not that synthetic media is bad, but it's just it can have malicious uses, and we had to build. We couldn't be surprised by them, I guess is the way I would say it. So we started thinking about what would we do for either ways of identifying synthetic media, or in the inverse, how do we maintain the reputation and the integrity of actual media so that we know what we're seeing is something that's true.
Bruce, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
The challenge is making sure that what's known and where it's used by legitimate actors is clearly represented in the file. There's a lot of files are read by machines, and it's good to have them be able to at least know in a full disclosure kind of way that the material that it's seeing has been synthetically altered and or created. Most responsible people are going to do that. Most responsible system vendors are going to do that. But we have to be aware that there are some irresponsible actors out there or malicious actors out there. And the challenge then becomes, how do you detect synthetic media? And what we've found, I was tangentially involved in the Facebook deepfake challenge, which went on last year through the partnership on AI. And that discovered that it's really quite hard to detect synthetic media using AI. And the second thing we learned is that the tools that can detect it have some ethical issues in terms of putting them out into the field, because they will make synthetic media and deepfakes even stronger and harder to detect because of adversarial network technologies. So we've spent some time thinking about the opposite. How do we build up non-synthetic media so that it can be identified as being valid and have a provenance chain all the way through? And that's basically the underlying belief behind Project Origin, which I said is the BBC, the New York Times, Microsoft, and CBC Radio Canada, and our partners at Adobe, who were doing very similar things on still imagery with the same sort of philosophy. And we've come together and formed something called the Coalition for Content Provenance and Authenticity. C2PA. You can see it at c2pa.org. And that's an international standard that we're building up for tracing the provenance of all media, synthetic as well as natural media.
Bruce, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
I'm looking forward to seeing the results of some of the new technologies that are coming out. I mean, synthetic sets and virtual sets are in use in television broadcasting these days. I can see the days not too far away when we can start to use augmented reality so that we don't have to spend money on hair and makeup to make our news hosts look presentable. We may be able to take their best images and superimpose it on top of their actual body so they can show up in a t-shirt and jeans, and we can drop a suit on them and fix their hair and send them to air. I can see that sort of stuff coming along. I can also see in marginal markets where you can't afford a host, the use of synthetic media as an interpretive interface between somebody creating news copy and presenting it on air as a visual medium. So there's got to be all sorts of applications like that will come along. It's going to take some experimentation. It's going to take some social adaption, but just keep on plugging along, I guess, is the message, because there's a hunger for this kind of stuff in the industry.
Bruce, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
First is the Coalition for Content Provenance and Authenticity. You can find that at c2pa.org. That's where you'll see the work being done by Microsoft, Intel, Adobe, the New York Times, CBC Radio Canada, and a host of others that are coming together to build standards for documenting the provenance of media, to identify where various edits or changes have been made. That would be a place where if a synthetic component is added, it could be clearly identified. That would be cryptographically sealed along with the content itself and passed along the distribution chain. So it's a way of full disclosure of the nature of the media and the changes being made to the media. So that's the first place I'd look to. The second place is if you're specifically interested in how this affects news organizations, whether they're broadcasters or publishers of newspapers or news websites. You can take a look at Project Origin site, which you'll find at www.originproject.info. And there you'll find some of the papers we've written and some videos we've put together to explain the implications of synthetic media and synthetic media detection for news organizations.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.